This is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. With us today is Robin Weber, Chairman of the Council of Elders for the United Church of God. He is visiting here for the General Conference of Elders Annual Conference and the quarterly council meetings, which he chairs. Welcome to our Inside United podcast.
Well, thanks, Vic, and it's a pleasure to be here with you, and it's been a wonderful experience being here in Ohio and Kentucky for the conference.
Robin, I'd like to hear your impressions of the very fine conference we just held. The theme was labor in the word. Tell us more.
Well, Vic, it was a very beneficial conference, and its beginnings were rooted back in December when the Council of Elders met together in a retreat session to where we were really looking at and asking God to guide us where we needed to be first and foremost as Christians, and as also representatives of the leadership of the church, and then what would be best for the church. And this came about by personal examination and talking. And in this busy world that we're in, and especially the activity of our ministry today, where they're shouldering so much, we came and simplified it down simply that we've all got to get back to basics, that God has called us to labor in his word. There's nothing more important, because sometimes we can get caught in activity for activity's sake. And the greatest role that God has given the ministry is to labor in the word so that we can encourage and teach the brethren.
Well, you know, one of our greater challenges right now is training a new ministry, training replacements, mm-hmm. and the future leaders of the United Church of God pastorates around the country and the world. And we know that their job is to really labor in the word, that is their mm-hmm. job. Mm-hmm. And we're also in the process retraining and bringing about refreshment to ministers that have been around for many years to freshen up their speaking, their knowledge, and their ability to work with people. What do you think we're going to be able to do to help train and refresh leadership?
Well, I think the first thing is that we've put our mark on it. We've seen the need. We are moving in that direction. This past weekend, over the 20 years that I've experienced the GCE conference, this was a singular thematic feature of focusing on God's word. You spoke, I spoke. I spoke on panting after God's word. You spoke about how Paul instructed Timothy in the word. And then we had multiple speakers, and I'm hoping that all is going to be going out to the brethren also to hear one after another. And then back to our retreat, when you were there with us on the council, you said, these are things that I can do. And you have, along with ministerial administration member and ministerial team, have been implementing more education programs, along with the online education that Dr. Ward is doing right now. But you're moving down to the next layer. That it's incredible with the technology that we have, that we're having people tuning in, being able to get all of this. We're going to be putting out more resources, and not only for our ministers, but for our members. We're in this together as Christians.
Yes, we're excited about the fact that we can be able to reach out to people as we never have before in training methodology. About 3 years ago, we started with online training for our ministry, and this has been in addition to ABC Ambassador Bible College classes that have been available online. And now with the project Labor in the Word, we plan to have an additional 40 more hours of training for our ministry online. We had some seminars at the conference where we held it for everybody, and they were extremely well attended. Can you tell us about some of the ones that you liked?
It was really fascinating, and I don't think I was as glued to my seat as much as about 45 years ago when I was in Ambassador College. And each and every speaker that got up there just tackled it in a different way. It was just going into layers of the scriptures to make them live, to understand the words, especially to understand the context. We had gentlemen like John Elliott. We had Mario Siegley. We had Scott Ashley, each giving our presentations and just really enlivening and adding color and bringing out the depth of the scriptures so that we as communicators of the gospel can better feed our own members. And I know much of that is going to be online for all of our members to hear in the near future.
Oh, yes. Scott Ashley's was one of the higher rated seminars about mm-hmm. getting background research to books in the Bible.
That absolutely. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, it's interesting that Scott said that it's often said that the fifth gospel of the Bible is understanding the geography, the terrain, the background, the framework of all these names, these place names, these streams, these mountains, what a meadow looks like. You know, in the Western world, we have our mind what a pasture looks like. Scott showed what it really meant, what a pasture was, lying down in green pastures. And it just made the Bible come real and really made us understand even more so how we need to have, just in the aspect of the 23rd Psalm that he centered on, how much more and what a beauty it is that we have God as our shepherd and how he leads us to the nourishment we need for that day.
Well, that's one thing that we wanted to tell our ministers or to instruct them about, the fact that you can go to the background, the geography, the culture of the periods, and just get a far richer background of that.
And I want to mention just real quickly that I know, and it's coming to mind, we've been in council meetings all day, so more and more of it's coming to mind. Larry Walker from the Northwest talked about the toolkit and got into the different items that you use, booklets, references. Larry was also involved in that whole process. And I would hope that every member of the church could hear those, because it was just a rich experience.
Well, I know we'll try to make some of these things available, if not all of them, on our websites, on our members' website and so forth. So we'll be staying tuned for that. Well, now we're holding the council meetings, the quarterly council meetings. And can you tell us a little bit more about some of the things discussed, maybe about the new council members?
Okay, well, the new council members, we'll start with them, that, you know, every year that there is a certain number of the council that at times comes and goes. And that's a part of what the United Church of God is about, is that we, in a multitude of council. And so we have different people that come to the fore. And this year, two individuals were added to the council. One is Bob Dick from the Northwest. Bob has a lot of years of council experience, and we're looking forward to having him come back. And then also Tony Wasselkoff out of Canada as the international representative. And Tony also has been on the council before. But it really helps sometimes for some of these men that have been on the council and then to come back. Those interim periods are also very, very important to kind of rest the mind, go back, be a pastor, be an elder, kind of look at things from afar, get that perspective, and then bring that back to the council. So that's only going to enrich in the experience this coming year. And always look forward to the different individuals coming on. It's always dynamic on the council.
And it's never been a better time than right now.
A time of peace. God has blessed us. We are working together. Vic, you were there with a part of the administration that in dealing with the ordinations, that God is blessing us with dedicated men and women. We actually, in this meeting, reviewed 5 ordination requests. One of the most important responsibilities we have on the council, and that is to carefully look at the gentlemen that are recommended and then to be able to approve their ordination. For the 7 years I've been on the council, that is one of the things I look forward to the most. It's taken with utmost seriousness, recognizing that these men are going to touch the lives and the hearts of men and women and children for years to come. And we take ordination very, very seriously.
Well, thank you very much, Robin. It's been great having you on our podcast today. There are so many wonderful things that we have been able to do here, and we always enjoy all the men coming in these quarterly meetings. So thank you very much for joining us Inside United. Come back again for more.
This has been a production of the United Church of God, an international association.